Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Chof Dalid Omud Aleph. We're finishing off today's Siman Sadi, and we're at Sif Chof Dalid, which is towards the top of the page. The Mechaber starts off and he says, Lo Yispalol Bitzad Rabo, Velo Achori Rabo, Velo Lufonov. One is not permitted to daven Shmoneh Esrei by the side of his Rebbe, not behind the Rebbe, and not in front of the Rebbe. The Ramah adds, Yesh Omrim Dechozeh Lo Mayri Elo Lispal B'yochid. The Ramah says that this din is only talking about when you're davening privately in somebody's house or in a base medrash someplace where there's no minyan. Avo betzibur, but if there's a tefillah betzibur going on, im kachu seyde yeshivoso. If this is his regular seat, and that's his Rebbe's regular seat, then ein lochush im ispal lefonu achrav. Then it's not a concern if you're davening in front of or behind your Rebbe, because everybody will realize that that is not something that's being done in a chutzpahdik fashion, but that's just the normal seats that the people have in the base medrash or in the shul. He adds, however, further, even though one ideally should be machmir, the minog is lahakya. That's the initial point over here that the Ramah is commenting on the Mechaber. Now, imhirchik arba amos mutter. The Mechaber then adds, if you distance yourself more than 4 amos though from the Rebbe, then it's permissible in any of these situations. And the Ramah says this din is also brought down in Yoredei Simin Reish Mem Beis Seif Tesai. Now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah to understand this din a little bit better. Sivkot Ayin Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Bitzad Rabo, you're not allowed to daven next to your Rebbe, because Ki Yuara, this is an arrogant type of a place to daven. Shemar Shushov Rabo, you're standing next to your Rebbe. Oh, you're the equal of your Rebbe. The Rabo, who do we mean by Rabo over here? Hainu Shirov Chochmas Uemenu. This is talking about somebody who you've learned most of your Torah from, or, alternately, Ogol Hadar, a person who's a recognized leader of the generation. This din applies to him as well. Then the Chayyadim writes, Kosov Chayyadim, near a lead to who I did of it. The same din would apply to one's father. Sivkot Nayin Dalit. Velo Achori Rabbo. You're not allowed to daven behind your Rebbe as well. Why? Demerse Namakiro. This also is arrogant that you're right behind the Rebbe. The Yeshomim, others explain, Shanira Kimishtachavel Rabbo Basiloso. Others say, look, you're going to be standing right behind the Rebbe, and then when you're bowing down at the places where you're supposed to bow down during the Shmoneh Esrei, it looks like Chasu Shom, you're davening to your Rebbe, and that's inappropriate. Others say another reason. It looks like you're causing pain and distress to your Rebbe, because we know the halacha is that when a person finishes Shmoneh Esrei, he takes 3 steps back. But you're not allowed to take those 3 steps back if there's somebody else davening Shmoneh Esrei who's within 4 amos of you. So if you're davening right behind the Rebbe, the Shema Yitzdorich Lefsoa Sholosh Psios Le'achorub Yachru Vispalel, he's done with his Shmoneh Esrei. And you, for whatever the reason, are davening longer than the Rebbe, so the Rebbe's not going to be able to take the 3 steps back. He's going to have to wait there, be Yitzdorich Lehamtin Lovin. He has to wait for you, and that's going to cause him distress, and that's improper, and therefore don't daven right behind the Rebbe. Sivkot Nayin Hey, the Mishnah Berurah says, likewise, v'lo lefonav, you're not allowed to daven in front of the Rebbe. B'kav Chomer, this is a Kav Chomer. There's a vade who be zoyin l'rabo. This is definitely an embarrassment, a denigration to the Rebbe. Shomed b'achorav kinegdo, the Rebbe's standing behind you. That certainly is a disgrace. If certainly standing by the side or behind the Rebbe is not proper, certainly standing in front of the Rebbe is not proper. Sivkot Nayin Vav. The Ramah had said, Ein Lachos, should not be concerned about this din if you're davening in a shul. These dina that we just brought down were only if you're davening in private. You shouldn't stand so close to the Rebbe. Why? Shakol Yodim Shemokum Zem Yuchad L'Rav V'Zel Atam. Because everybody knows this is the Rebbe's place in the shul. This is your Mokum Kavu in the shul. So therefore, nobody's going to be concerned. The last baby Shum Yuara, it doesn't look arrogant. O Kishim Ishtachavalo, like you're davening to him. Because everybody knows that's the normal place in shul. When you're not there or when the Rebbe's not there, so that's also where you stand. So therefore, nobody's going to think twice of it. Sivkot Nayin Zayin, Shetov L'Hachmir, while technically one should be Machmir even in the shul, Hainu Lochosh L'Tama Shlishi Hanal, one should be concerned about not davening right behind the Rebbe because of Nation Yerik Mitzal Rabbo, because if the Rebbe has to take the 3 steps back at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, he can't because you're there. The Lefiza Yesh L'Hachmir Gam B'Tzibur L'Achoruv. You should even in the Tzibur be Machmir not to stand right behind the Rebbe because that could cause him pain, even though it's not a concern of Yuara, it's not a concern of any of the other things that we brought down, but that could be a real practical concern that the Rebbe has to wait for you. Nevertheless, Sivkot Nayin Ches Haminog L'Hakil, the Minog is to permit this. He says, look in the Bir Halacha, where this is discussed in more detail. Then we call Malkum. He says, basically, a person who's smart, well, when he sets up his makom kavua, will make sure he's at least 4 amos and 3 steps distant from the Rebbe. So even if he's davening right behind the Rebbe, it's not going to be literally right behind him. It's going to be at least a distance of 4 amos and 3 steps away. So he'll never be mitzaris Rebbe. If the Rebbe happens to finish Shmoneh Esrei before him, the Rebbe can take the 3 steps back and not be within the 4 amma airspace of him, and therefore there will not be a problem. So he says this is certainly the proper thing that one should do when he sets up his makom kavua, not to be so close to the Rebbe, even in a shul. Sivkot and Ayin Tes, Arba Amos Mutter, as we just pointed out, the Mechaber has said that if you were 4 Amos away, this is permissible, because the Rishus HaCheresi, this is considered a separate place, a separate Rishus. The Ayin, the Prima Godim, Shekosim Shem Priachodosh, the Prima Godim in the name of Priachodosh writes, the Lefonov Sagi Be'arba Amos Mitzumtzomos. In front of the Rebbe, 4 Amos is enough, because you don't have to be concerned that the Rebbe is going to need to take 3 steps behind him, and you're in his way. Avali Achori Rabo, Bo'inan Arba Amos U'Shosh Psios. As we've already pointed out, if he's going to take the 3 steps back, and he's going to fall with those 3 steps within your Dalit Amos, and he can't take the 3 steps back. So therefore, when you're setting up behind the Rebbe, 4 Amos and 3 steps away, if you're in front of the Rebbe, 4 Amos Mitzumtzum exactly is enough, because it won't be a problem. This way, this way, as we pointed out, if you're behind the Rebbe, 4 Amos and 3 steps away, so as not to prevent the Rebbe from taking the 3 steps back at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei. Because if he comes within 4 Amos of you, taking the 3 steps back, he's not allowed to take the 3 steps back, as we'll learn later on in Siman Kuf Bey. Furthermore, Od Kosav, the Betoch Alamemra, if you're within the Bima itself, that's what the Alamemra means, Mutter, then it's permissible, Afilu B'somach, even if you're right by the Rebbe, because the Bima, the Rishus Achritahu, it's a separate entity, and it's considered as if you're in a separate Rishus, and therefore none of these dinim apply. Sivkot and Pei, the Ramah said, the Sim Haloch is brought down in Yoredeya, wrote to Lama, and Mishabura says, this means, the Shom Nizbar over there in Yoredeya, it explains, the Richuk Arba Amos Moel Afilu Im Rabu Le'achorav. This distancing yourself for Amos applies even if the Rebbe is directly behind you. The Chen Kosova Achronim, and the Achronim agree with this din. Siv Hei, the Mechaber writes, Talmud Chover, Mutul Ispalo Achore Rabo. A Talmud Chover, this din doesn't apply to. A Talmud Chover is basically somebody who is learning by this person as a Rebbe, but has reached such a stage that he's almost like a Chavrusa, almost like a Chover to the Rebbe. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Pe'alef writes, Hu Adin B'tzad Rabo. This would be true behind the Rebbe or to the side of the Rebbe. I will lift a Rabo also, but this Davin in front of the Rebbe, that still would be Yuaro, that would still be arrogant, and this Talmud Chover should not do so. Siv Chof Vov. The Mechaber writes, Komakum Shein Korimbo Kriyashma, Amos Balimbo. Wherever we said that you're not allowed to go and read Kriyashma and all the preceding simonim that we talked about with excrement or with a bathroom or with an erva, etc., we've already pointed this out then. The halachas that apply to Kriyashma also apply over here to Shemoneh Esrei. Ukishem Shemarchikim Yitzoa, Umeraglayim, Vereachra, Umenamei, Samriyasa Erva, Lekriyashma. Kach marchikim l'tvila, and the Mechaber says specifically, just like we have to distance ourselves from excrement or from urine or from the foul smells or min hamesa with a dead body, you know, let a daven within the dalai amos of the dead body, kriyashma, you can't do the same for shmoneh esrei, amriyas erva, within sight of something that has a halachic status of erva, all of those dinim that apply to kriyashma, with the same dinim apply as well over here to the shmoneh esrei. Mishnah Brut and Sivkot and Mipei Beis writes, Machikum Litvila, Vuadin Latamat Torah. And the same thing applies to Talmud Torah, the whole Divrei Kedusha and all Dvarim Shem Kedusha, as we've already spoken out many times in Osimanim, and here is the source for that statement. Siv Chav Zayin, the final Sif in this long Simon. The Mechaber writes, Haya Omeid Bitvila. If a person is standing in the davening, he's saying Shemoneh Esrei, V'hishtin tinok b'beis ha-kneses, and a young child unfortunately urinates in the beis ha-kneses, yishtok, he should be silent and not continue with Shemoneh Esrei, ad shiv yomayim lahatel al ha-meiraglayim, until somebody comes and brings water to pour onto the meiraglayim. As we've learned already previously, that's mavatel meiraglayim, and in this situation, he should wait till that is done before he continues reading the Shemoneh Esrei. Or, O Yahalit Lefanav Arba Amos, or he can actually walk in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, a distance of 4 Amos in front of him, or to the sides, away from the urine, or alternatively, or actually get up and leave that area, if there's no way to get that area acceptable to daven, so get up and leave that area and finish the Shemoneh Esrei in the new area that you've moved to. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotan Pei Gimel writes, Uadin b'kriyashma u'shayti v'kedusha. The same halacha as we've already spoken out applies in kriyashma and all the other dvarim shebekedusha that we're talking about. Ukmo shekosav l'mala, as we've learned already previously. So why does it say over here the Shemoneh Esrei? V'noka tefilu l'ruhusa. The chiddush over here is the Shemoneh Esrei. D'vazeh gam kein tzorich leilech l'fon of arba amos. And even in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, when you're supposed to be standing with your feet together, you're allowed to get up and move 4 amos. Velo amrina, and we don't say, kivan shu omeid kvar betvila ein tzorich l'harchik. We don't say, well, since you're standing there already, maybe you might have thought that you don't have to move in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, so the chiddush is that for the Shemoneh Esrei, as well as for Kriyat Shema and learning and things like that, you're allowed to and you have to go move even in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. Sivkot and Pei Dalit, Yishtok, you have to be silent until they pour the water on the urine. The Chozeh lo mikre hefsik, and being silent is not considered a hefsik over here. However, Abba also lahafsik, bedivo lahavi lamayim. He shouldn't talk and interrupt and say, bring water. Kivan de Isser Meiraglayim Enu Elam the Rabbanon, because this Isser is only technically a din the Rabbanon, and he shouldn't interrupt the Shemoneh Esrei to allow this to be done. And furthermore, some say the ain't sorech lahachik bazeh klal, because technically you don't even have to move over here. Alkein afilu im gam acherim omdim besoch harba amos shomei haraglayim mispalim ein lo lahavsik b'dibu b'shvilam lohodiyam. And therefore, if you happen to see other people that are there and they're not aware that the urinals are there, you shouldn't stop your Shemoneh Esrei and tell them that. You don't have to interrupt your Shemoneh Esrei to tell them this, because it's only a din d'rabban. V'im tinok teenage tzoa, but if there was excrement over there, beveis haknesses v'emsa tefila, that was found suddenly there in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, v'acherim omdim sham mispalim v'enom yodim izeh, but if the other people are standing there and they don't realize that there's excrement over there, im ef shor b'inyan acher lodiyam, if there's no other way to tell them, elo b'dibor, except to interrupt your Shemoneh Esrei and say, hey, there's tzoa over there, you're not allowed to daven Shemoneh Esrei anymore, mutu lahavsik b'dibor latzilon mi'isu daraisa. Here, since it's an isu daraisa to daven in the dalet amos of the excrement, as opposed to the urine, as we've already pointed out, it's only during the actual stream coming out of the person that there's an isu daraisa. But once the urine is there, it's only an isu darabanan. So in this situation, to prevent them from being over an isu daraisa, you would be allowed to interrupt your Shemoneh Esrei and tell them you have to move. The mutav shiasu isur kal. It's best that you do a slight isur, i.e., talking over here when you shouldn't ideally be talking. Dainu isur darabanan lahavsik betvila, which is only, not to minimize it, but it's only an isur darabanan to interrupt the nishman esrei, as opposed to mishiasu acherim isur daraisa lespala b'mokum etunav. As opposed to now, all the other people will be over in isur daraisa. If you don't do this isur darabanan, everybody else will be over in isur daraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's preferable in this situation that you do an isur kal to prevent them from doing a isur that is chomer. Dirsha footnote number 89 points out, this is only if dafka im chaveru ein poshea b'dover. This is only true if your friend had no way of knowing that the tzoa was going to be there. But if he put himself into a position where he shouldn't have been davening there in the first place, because there was a high likelihood that this would happen, then you wouldn't be allowed to interrupt to prevent him from doing this issa, which he should have prevented himself from doing. And the Mishnah Berurah continues and it says, "Ukfar nizbar le'el b'simen ayin tes b'Mishnah Berurah bi'alocho ha'afanim shem deraisa b'zeh." And we've already described when it's an issa deraisa, when it's an issa derabanan, ayin shem in those simanim for the details. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'davka im ein lo b'melechasos." This is only that you have to interrupt and move if there's nothing that you can cover up the tzoa with. Avol im yesh lo b'melechasos, if you have something to go and cover up the tzoa with, bein b'tzoa bein b'meraglayim, whether it's the tzoa, the excrement, or the urine, then also lahavsik, then you're not allowed to interrupt. Bafilu losses will come, and you're not allowed to move from your place. Im ein magia lo horeach hara. So what you should do in that situation is cover up the tzoa, cover up the urine. And then, as long as there's no foul smell over there that makes it impermissible to daven, so once you've covered up the tzoa is considered a separate reshus now, and therefore you'd be allowed to daven where you are, and you don't have to move in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Dirshu footnote number 90 writes, Kan kosev shimatzoa omer aglai mechusim dinam kireach ra shein lo ikra. We see from here that the Mishnah Berurah is now holding that if you have covered up tzoa or covered up urine, that it is, as long as it doesn't have a foul smell, it's considered like a reach ra shein lo ikra. It has the status of being something that's without substance. And you don't have to separate yourself for amos from the reach. As long as there is no reach, it's okay. However, this was a source of a machlokas earlier on, and Dirshu footnote 90 brings down, you can look over there in the Simen Ayin Vav for all the further discussion, as well as in Simen Pei Zayin, Ayin Shom. Now the Ramah says, Hagah, v'yoseh tov lelech l'mokom acher v'lo lishtok. It's better for you to move than to wait there silently. Shema, because maybe yishe k'dei ligmor eskula, because while you're waiting there silently for them to find the water to pour on the urine, or to find the cover to put on top of the tzoa or the urine, so in this situation, maybe you're waiting there silently, you would have time to finish the entire Shemoneh Esrei, v'yitzdorech l'achzol erosh. In that situation, you'd have to go and start from the beginning again. So the Ramah says, it's better for a person to move the dalet amos, get away from that area, even though he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and this way you won't lose out on all the Shemoneh Esrei that you've already said till then, and you won't have to go back to the beginning, but you can continue right from where you were left off. Sivkot and Pehei, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Kosav HaChayodim, Im Misyori Shema Yisha, Kidei Ligmor Eskulo. If you're concerned that if you delay over there and not say anything, you're silent, and you'd have time to finish the entire Shemoneh Esrei, V'yev Sholo L'Hachik Arba Amos, and you have no choice over here to move four amos away. For example, Kagon Shiev Shalo Lavor Negative Spal, because there are people all around you and there's no way you can move, and you're concerned that if you wait there till they get the water, it's going to be enough time to have said the Hoshman Esrei, and then you're in trouble. So then he says, when you're stuck in that situation, you can't go four amos away, and you're concerned that if you wait there, you're going to wait long enough that you're going to have to go back to the beginning. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, under these extenuating circumstances, yismoch al Rashba, you can rely upon the opinion of the Rashba, the Sirulei, the Mutalus Palo, that you are in fact permitted to be Mispalo right where you are, kivon shekvaru omi betvila, because you've already started your Shmoneh Esrei, the Isser may regline the Rabbanon, and the Isser of the urine being over there is only an Isser of the Rabbanon. So relying upon the Rashba, who says you can daven since you've already started davening there, Beheter, and there is no way to move four amos, and if you stay there, you're concerned that you know, until they get the water to pour in the urine, you're going to have finished the entire Shmoneh Esrei. You could have finished the entire Shmoneh Esrei, and then you'd have to go back to the beginning. Then you can rely upon this Rashba in this situation. Finally, Sivkat and Pevav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Yitztarech, Lachzol Rosh. So he says, Ayin Le'el B'Simon Ayin Ches. We've already discussed this earlier in Simon Ayin Ches, in the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sivkat and Hey. The Birchas Kriyas Shema, Im Nizdam Ein Kein, V'chein B'chol HaBrachos, Ein Tzorech Lachzol Rosh. This is true for the Shmoneh Esrei, but in regards to the Brachos of Kriyas Shema, as well as other Brachos, then this din doesn't apply. That concludes Simon Sadi. Just to recap briefly before we end today's share, this siman discussed the tremendous importance of davening tefillah b'tzibur and many of the halachos surrounding that. This siman is a very important siman. It's kedai to review it, and certainly as much as possible, a person should learn from this siman the tremendous reward and the tremendous merit, the tremendous success that one will have in his tefillah if he always tries as much as possible to daven with a tzibur. Yitzhashem, we should be zocha to the brachos that are promised to such a person. That concludes today's share.